All right, Wednesday 1:13:24. We're going to look at the works of the flesh tonight. Has there been some manifestations of the works of the flesh? Galatians 5. Talk about the works of the flesh. I was in Mardell yesterday with Mary. I hadn't been in that store for a year, and I'm standing there, and something comes at me, and it has a horrible smell. It has a horrible smell, and I had smelled that smell before, and today the Lord said to me, He said, it's a spirit. They often smell. And I guess if you've learned to discern, you know, that you pick up on things like that. I'm thinking of all places in Mardell, I shouldn't have been any demon in there. But anyway, we'd been some other places, didn't pick that up. But I'm thinking, wow, Lord. He just said, just ignore it. That's what He said, just ignore it. You know, so I said, okay. So, you know, wherever you go, the enemy's around. It kind of set me back, you know. It was a little bit disconcerting. I'm thinking, whoa, what is this? Anyway, Lord of the Flies, I mean, come on. All right, Galatians 5. Just something to think about. It says here, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you're falling from grace. But we know the law was just a bunch of works. During the dispensation, it was meant something, but after Christ came, it no longer means anything. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Ye did run well, who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth. This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you a little leaven, leaveneth the whole lump. You know, the Lord's had us on this area for a while. I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased? We were talking about this yesterday and reflecting on the fact that everywhere you hear, we need to unite, we need to unite, we need to unite. Like she had mentioned, Mary mentioned, you know, it's like we're in a civil war. Everybody's divided. And I said, Christ came to divide. He didn't come to unify. He came to bring the way. This is an exclusive way, the only way. You know, we're talking about the, you know, different religions that people practice. And what they do, and they're man-made religions, doctrines of men, works of the flesh. No matter how sincere they are what they are. I would they were even cut off, which trouble you, for brethren, you've been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. In other words, we're not here to divide, we're here to build a bridge, like the Holy Spirit's been saying to us. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the law, or the works of the flesh, are manifest. Which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry. See, some of these other religions, we were kind of talking about the universalist. Oh, we accept everybody. Everybody. God loves everybody just like they are. No, it's the reason he changes you. You're not acceptable the way you are. That's why you need Christ to change you. From a dead spirit, a fleshly life to a spiritual one. That's the transformation. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in the time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Oh, but we just accept everybody. Mm-mm. But if anybody's pushing that, you know where it's coming from. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. All right. I want to talk to you about faith corresponding action today. Not so much in that direction where I was reading, but there's something else the Lord gave to me. As faith people, we have been taught about the action that follows faith. Most, us included, just started in ourselves making confessions for healing or finances or situations. That became something that we did. We had our list about everything. Just words in a book or scriptures in our Bibles. Some have made confessions for decades and have seen no results. Why? Let's go look at James a minute, chapter 2. Starting with verse 14. It says here, 14, what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou dost well. The devils believe also and tremble. But if thou wilt know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and was imputed to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also, was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and sent them out another way? For the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. Now I pose a question to you. Why did Abraham do what he did? God told him to. There's the difference. We just take it unto ourselves. We're going to say our little mantra or do what we think we ought to do because that's the way the faith we were taught in faith walk. Like I said, the teachers, they might have been doing it right, but we picked it up. Like I said, Polly want a cracker. It was a work. It became a work. That's why you say it for eons, decades, and you never see any results. But God told Abraham, you go take your son up there on that mountain and sacrifice him. Big difference. All right. Faith without works is dead, but faith that is not led by the Spirit is double dead. This is all a spiritual thing. Holy Spirit's been speaking to us for weeks about the inward work, about the whole life of the Spirit is about the inside. It's about letting go of the dead works on the outside. That's what they did in the temple. That's why God left the box. Now, he speaks to us by his Spirit and says, go do this and go do that. Okay. The walk of faith is the walk of the Spirit and not of the flesh. So all the mantras and all the things that are said, you could be a monk over there going, no, 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 all this mess he does. Faith people ain't no different. If all they're doing is reading God's medicine or this book or that book. Now, if God says do it, there's where the difference is. Only God can give us the corresponding action to our faith. Doing rotes, just like the Lord told Danny, you might as well be praying the rosary. I got it right that time, didn't I? Brother Hagin used to say, you just might as well be quoting nursery rhymes. You're wasting your time. You are wearing yourself out. And you're getting nowhere. But you're getting discouraged because you're not seeing what you want. This is not faith. It is following what other men have done. Someone gets a revelation from God. What's the next thing? Write a book. Everybody buys it. Everybody follows it. I'm of Hagin, I'm of Copeland, I'm of this one, I'm of that one. Paul, you know, he dealt with the same thing. I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I'm of this, I'm of that. You better be of God and by the Spirit. It's not about a fleshly road of any kind. It's not going to make it that way. That's not the life of the Spirit. It's a dead work. All right. It might have worked for the writer of the book. It probably did, because that's probably they got that revelation and they wrote the book. But it was a revelation to them, but it ain't to you unless the Lord gives it to you. All right. You know, it'll get you to thinking, well, maybe I just don't have strong faith. Maybe there's just something wrong with me. Yeah, you're in the flesh. That's what's wrong with you. We've all done it. Nobody's pointing any fingers at anybody. I mean, I can point one at you, but I got four coming back at me. We've all worked it. All right. If you're just doing confessions just for the sake of doing them, then it's probably not profiting much. We have the petitions that we say. But we have passed from speaking them into existence to thanking God that it's already done. Those things were given to me by the Spirit to speak. And there is a difference. I didn't get it out of Jerry Savelle's book on petitions. Actually, Danny set the petitions over the nation. He was the one that wrote those up. All right. The giant may be screaming at you every day, but how can you do good warfare without the given word of faith? Every aspect of our salvation is by the Spirit. It does not accommodate the flesh in any way, but the corresponding action is in the Spirit, because you're hearing directly from God what you are to do about your situation. It's like, I remember Charles Capps talking about somebody gives their car away and then God blesses them later or something like that. And then he says, well, you give your old bomb away and you walk for 6 months. See the difference? God told them to do it and God blessed them. But you're just following what they did, not what the Spirit said do. It's just a work of the flesh. I'm telling you, we're talking about church. The churches we were in for decades. And now have been out of for decades, thank God. We would have never learned this if we'd have been in that. We wouldn't have been able to see the forest for the trees. I'm so thankful. I would not be standing here today if I had not. I'd still be in that here we go around the mountain, you know, one more trip around the mountain. Same old thing. All right. Romans 10. Romans 10. Thank you, Lord. We're getting it, y'all. Verse 6, but the righteousness which of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. Oh, tell that to circles. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring good tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Why does God tell us to go out and to take the gospel, to be led by the Spirit to take the gospel? Because they cannot get born again just because they want to. The word has to be nigh them. That's what the gospel is preached for, so that they can believe by faith the word you're speaking from God to receive salvation. If people say, well, I'll do it some other time. No, I think there's an appointed time. And God will deal with people, but there may come a day he doesn't deal with them anymore. If faith's corresponding action was just merely an act of flesh, then we would have had many more victories over the years, especially our faith years, our word of faith years. We would have had a lot more victories. Now I know, you know, there were times the Lord just had pity on us, I think. We actually got something answered. Just as most everything else is churchy, we've had the cart before the horse. Go to Isaiah 40. Boy, I hope y'all are getting me today. I said, Lord, this just will set you free. You don't have to be looking to anybody's book or anybody's anything unless the Lord said, go read their book, and in there will be a story I want you to read. You know what I'm saying? It's not against anybody. It's about being led by the Spirit. Isaiah 40. This is how he operates. He don't operate any other way. All right, this is 40:29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. The young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So wait to hear. Wait to hear the word. And then what do? Then you can mount up and win. Because you got the plan. You can't do it if you don't have the plan. To everything that we need, God gives us a plan. He gives us a word. If we'll wait and listen for the word, the thing about it, when you do this, it's a no-fail. You won't fail. You can live your life and never fail. It's kind of like the man Brother Hagin talks about, that he was in the stock market, and he said, somebody'd say, oh, it's a great stock over here, and he'd go, well, he went in his prayer closet, and he'd pray, however long it took. Holy Spirit would say, no, don't do that, and one time he'd say, no, yeah, go ahead and do that. He said he never lost anything in the stock market because he listened to God. If we did that on everything, we wouldn't have to be putting out fires or cleaning up messes. All right. Wait to hear the word, then mount up and win. This is how Jesus walked, Mark 11. Oh, Lord, you just make it so easy for us. How can we stumble all over it? Mark 11, starting with about verse 12 there. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree far off, having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Now people will take this and say, well, he was a son of God. He did miracles and he could do anything he wanted anytime he wanted to. No, he said, no, I'm not doing the works. It's my Father in me doing the works. And they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple, began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables and the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. Now, he'd been in there previously observing, and he didn't do a thing. But he comes back a few hours later, and he goes in there and rips the place up. Why? Lord said, go rip the place up. And he would not suffer that any man should carry any vessels to the temple. No, Lord, he hated the merchandise and the anointing. That's what it was all about. And he taught, saying unto them, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations a house of prayer, but ye have made it an inn of thieves? And the scribes and chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him because all the people were astonished at his doctrine. Well, that's the real doctrine there. That's the real way to live. That's how he walked. And when even was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. How can you have faith in God? By the Spirit. Verily I say unto thee, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. How many mountains have you spoken to? How many have moved? I guess it depends on whether you were in the spirit or in the flesh. Be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, you have whatsoever he saith. My experience of getting a word from the Lord to speak, it happens. And it don't take years. Weeks, months, sometimes not even days. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. He made it easy for us. Saying in the flesh is nullifying your praying, for sure. All right, how can you hear when all you do is walk around confessing? You know what? I can just imagine the Father up there and Jesus conversing, saying, well, you know, I'd like to help him, but I can't get him to shut up long enough to tell him anything. They got it all written down. They're all got their rote out there ready to their work. It's work. I never could stick with too much confessing because I got so bored with it. When the Spirit speaks, ain't no boredom there. Power shows up. That's what happens. Pressure causes us to speak out of turn sometimes. We feel like we've got to be doing something. Help us, Lord. We got to be doing something. We got to be saying something. We got to be always working something. Working, 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 working. Instead of waiting, 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 waiting. If you ain't waiting, you're not going to mount up. First comes the wait, then the instructions, then the mounting up, run and not be weary, walk and not faint. This is just really good stuff, isn't it? All right, if you will wait long enough, God will give you the word for your personal situation. I guarantee it. He will. How did the Faith Hall of Famers do it? They're recorded in there for a reason. They are an example for us to follow. We're just going to look at a few. Let's go over to Hebrews chapter 11. First one is verse 7 there. By faith, Noah. Here's his instructions. Being warned of God of those things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared the ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. He saw the mess like we see the mess in our day. He saw, and it says it's going to be in our days like the days of Noah. He was waiting for God's instruction, and God gave him the destruction that saved him and his family's life. Nobody else made it in. Gloria Copeland has a little book called Build Yourself an Ark. Before I ever knew she had a book, the Lord gave me that one day. Build yourself an ark. How do you do that? That's that communion between you and the Holy Spirit. And you move with Him. He'll build you an ark. He'll keep you out of trouble and keep you safe. All right, verse 8. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. He didn't even know where he was going. He just took off. What Lord told him to do. All right, 11. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful with promise. Well, the Lord and his angel showed up that day and told her she's going to have a baby, and she laughed. Said she didn't, but she did. But it came to pass, didn't it? Where's the next one? Let's see, 29. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry ground, which the Egyptians, the same to do, were drowned. They were walking in the flesh. The Israelites were by faith, walking by the Spirit. 30 there, Moses. By faith the walls of... Wait a minute, I got them messed up. Oh, 23, Moses. Sorry. How did I do that? 23, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who was invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, the same to do, were drowned. The next one, Joshua. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith they had clear-cut instructions from God, and on it goes. All right. We're supposed to be going from faith to faith, not from flesh to flesh. If you're not getting your answers, then I think maybe you've identified where you may be. All right. We could go back in Scripture and read each one of these stories and see they all had a direct word from God as they moved along in their faith journey. And that's what we have to do also. It's not just for them. All right. If they needed a direct word from God, how much more do we need one? All right, a few more scriptures. 1 John 5:4. For For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. All right, Jude 20. Building up your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. This is how we will become clear to hear. This is 1 Corinthians 2:5. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. We don't need men's books and works to stand in faith and to move forward. We need His Spirit to show us what to do, and then do it. Whatever He says to you, do it. Right? Romans 1:17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. See, that's kind of the, it's like one part of your one step you take, and then the next step you take. We go from faith to faith, not flesh to flesh, faith to faith. And depending on how well we do with it, I guess it depends, it would be like, if we'd have done everything right, we'd have been doing this in our 30s maybe instead of our 70s. See, the flesh gets in the way and it mucks everything up. It causes delays. Causes trouble. All right. We will never have to fail again in our faith endeavors when we follow the Holy Spirit. Whatever He says to you, do it. If He doesn't say anything, don't do anything. Pretty simple, isn't it? I'm going to read a couple of more scriptures. We'll be done. This is Isaiah 55. We're waiting on the word of the Lord. You're going to see here what waiting on the word of the Lord does. You don't have to have no money. You just need a word of the Lord. You don't have to have all these things. You just need the word of the Lord. You just need His instruction, because where He guides, He provides. All right, we're going to see this. This is 55. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why? You got faith. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for He hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way. What's wicked? Works. Works of the flesh. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Well, I can do it better myself. No, you can't. And let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. That's why we need His instruction, because His ways are so different from our ways. We need to know His ways. Jesus is the way, right? For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. He knows better about everything. Why not ask Him instead of making another mistake? For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish that which I please, and shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it, if you dare to do it. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. That's what I'm talking about. Joy and peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, saying, finally somebody did it. And all the trees of the fields will clap their hands instead of the thorn. It's bitter when you make a mistake, isn't it? There's consequences to pay when you do. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Walking in the Spirit. One more. We read it at the first, but I'm just going to read this one scripture, Galatians 5, 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You will not have to be concerned about getting the flesh if your endeavor is always to seek the Spirit first. All right. Go do it.